I'm hearing you now. Yes, good. Sir.
Good. I was just making sure. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for that hearty welcome. It is indeed a privilege and a honor to be with you this morning. Paul wrote to the saints and says, my heart longed to come, but there are certain things that I couldn't come. But this morning I am with you, and I am so happy to be with you. I want to greet, first of all, Pastor Henry and his wife, Pastor Fiali and his wife, Sister Barbara, Sister Bernice, and all the other names, Sister Paulette, Sister Bennett, and all the others who I don't remember their names. Welcome to this forum this morning as we are on the phone. We are looking forward very early that we will not be on the phone, especially for those who are in distance. You will still be on the phone or on the Zoom, but we are glad that we are looking forward to gather together in one place where we can all worship the Lord, because that is His desire, that we gather together and fellowship with Him. Sorry for the noise in the background there from the church, but my office is not soundproof, so that's what you're hearing there. But I hope it's not interrupting your hearing me.
We're giving you
this morning, thank you, sir. I am very glad to know that I am a part of something that is eternal, not temporal. Anything that we are doing for God right here on earth, it is valuable, it is worthy, it is a worthy cause, and I am sure it is not failing. All when we are gone, generations to come, God will still be God. And it is my desire to encourage us as believers and as workers in the kingdom. Sometimes we can feel as if that we are not remembered. But I want us to understand that there is a God who watches over us. There is a God who assigned us. It was not we who started. It was He who sought us and assigned us to this wonderful, great, and most powerful work here on earth. That He is the head of it. And as long as God remains the head of the church, which is Jesus, God in Christ, remains the head of the church will ever be alive. And all when we are God, others will come, the church will still be alive. Because Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, is alive and is well. And for this morning, I'm going to speak to us from Genesis chapter 49, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 10. And the subject is, the scepter shall not depart from Judah.
Yes, sir.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah, and the joy. Genesis chapter 49.
Yes.
And verse 1 to 10. It reads, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledst thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them into Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's web. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. May the Lord bless your heart, the reading of his holy words. Father, we thank you that you gave Jacob the 12 sons, from which came the 12 tribes. Out of that 12 tribes, Lord, you gave him the revelation that the scepter, which is a righteous scepter, will not depart until Shiloh come. This morning, Lord, we are embarking, we are rejoicing in the fact that this prophecy did came, and it was executed. Having done so this morning, Father, we are rejoicing in this fact that Jesus Christ came into this world as a man, and he went back to his kingdom, reigning in righteousness, holding back the avalanche of evil through the church. This morning, God, we just want to bless you that all that you have put in this book is coming to pass. Some has come to pass and fulfilled, and there are some yet to be fulfilled. But we are sure when the time comes, Father, it will be fulfilled. So have your will now and speak to our hearts, that we may not grow weary in well-doing, but we will strengthen the inner man to run this race with patience. Bless your word now, Father, as I depend on the Holy Ghost to minister to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. My brothers and my sisters, as I said, the subject is, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, and the joy of the world is our Lord.
Yes.
Now, the scripture tells us that Jacob, after raising up these 12 sons, Judah is the fourth son of Jacob. He is not of the favorite of all, because he's not the son of Rachel, but Leah. And God has chosen Judah, to be the one who, through him, will come the Messiah. David and Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. Now, the scripture says that this verse is part of Jacob's blessing of his 12 sons, in which he portrays the future of his territory, or his future to all of them, or the history rather, the future history of each son and each of the tribes. the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, the Judah simply means the praise of Jehovah. The blessing on Jacob, on Judah and his tribe, contains several elements. The first one is Judah's descendant would be strong and serve praise and honor from the other tribes of Israel. In other words, his descendants, his people would strive over all the others. As we see it recorded in the scripture that David came from Judah, and through David's line, the Messiah came. So indeed, he rose above all of them, because he, in his line, came the Savior of the world.
Yes.
Judah tribe, in Genesis, in verse 8, it said, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. This was talking about the Messiah, the scepter. The scepter, I will come down a little bit. I don't want to get ahead of me. But the scepter is very important in the king's position. As a king, the king have a scepter, that when he stretch that scepter out, that means you are welcoming his presence. In the olden days, if you approach a king and his scepter was not stretched out to you, you can be killed or persecuted or locked up. In other words, you are forcing your way in his presence when you are not invited.
Yes.
And so God says, this honor, this power, this authority will not depart from Judah until Shiloh come.
Yes.
This was fulfilled in David, a strong and mighty warrior and king, and the king and victorious by the Messiah, who forerunner of the Messiah, who came from the line of Judah.
Yes.
David and the king was the ultimate by the Messiah. In other words, David stood, and the Bible told us that the scripture said, his throne shall be an everlasting throne. Yeah. David's throne is an everlasting throne. It will not cease to reign.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ came and fulfilled. Shiloh is best interpreted as the Messiah.
Yes.
It is the Messiah who has the true right to take the throne and hold the scepter.
Yes.
Because when we understand, brethren, the scripture, all in Old Testament scripture, is prophesying about the coming Savior of the world.
Yes.
And so Jacob, before he died, prophesied that the Messiah would come through the line of Jacob, of Judah rather, through the line of Judah. And so, as the scripture goes on, it unfolds the reality and the authenticity of the scriptures, that whatever is written is going to come to pass. My thing to us today, let us not listen to what man is saying. There are a lot of news that is going around, thank God, but it's not all news the truth is in. So we as God's people must take hold of the truth. The Bible is the truth. When everything Christianity really can't allow now. And when we can't believe all the stories that people are saying, believe the word of God, because they are going to come to pass.
Yes, sir. Yes,
this sir. Was prophesied long before Jesus came on the scene. Yes. That the scepter, a scepter is, as I said, is a high-level ranking weapon that is used for the man who sitteth upon the throne. Shiloh is best interpreted as the Messiah. It is the Messiah who, as the true right to take the throne and hold the scepter. Jesus said in John chapter 18, verse 36 and 37, when he was talking to Pilate, when he says, the people surround him and was saying that he was king. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, I would have, my disciples would have fought for me. But my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is from above. And Pilate said to him, are thou a king? He said, you say so. I am king. Jesus Christ is king. Now, the scripture tells us that at the foot of the cross, in Matthew chapter 27, the Bible said they crown him with the thorn of crown while they were mocking him.
Yes.
They did not believe that he was the Son of God. They did not believe that he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So they plaited a crown of thorn and put it up on his head and said, yea, King of the Jews. Yea, King of the Jews. But shortly after they crucified him, lightning and thunder and the darkness, indeed, fear came upon them all, and they were able to declare, yes, this is indeed the Son of God. They saw the signs. They saw the wonders and how it was like the anger of God was being poured out on that day when they nailed him to the cross and put a crown of thorn upon him. They were crowning him King and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they didn't even realize it. But thank God, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, the scripture tells us that his scepter is the scepter of righteousness.
Righteousness.
His scepter is the scepter of righteousness. Not just the scepter of man, but the scepter that is of righteousness. And the scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 8. In Hebrews chapter 1, rather. Sorry. It tells you from verse 8 and 9. Hebrews 1, verse 8 and 9. It says, but unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So Jesus Christ, they hold the scepter of righteousness. He is above every other king, because every other king on earth is contaminated with sin. But Jesus Christ, his kingdom is not only a throne with royal crowns and rubies and diamonds, but it is established in righteousness, because the king himself is righteousness. He is God above all the gods of the earth.
Right.
In 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, it says, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, if he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the tribes of the children of men. Verse 40, 45, chapter 45 of Psalms, Psalm 45 rather, verse 6 and 7 says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Verse 7 said, Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. There is no man walk this earth that is as great as Jesus Christ, and there is none worthy to sit upon that throne but Jesus himself. The scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh come. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He came into this world. He displayed the kingdom of God and is established it among men, that all who come into this kingdom must know our king is not the king that is installed in Britain. Our king rule the entire universe. He created it and is Lord over it, and he is our God, the one that we trust in. And brethren, let me say this. When Jesus comes back to earth, the whole world, according to Philippians chapter 2, then says, when you see him, every knee will bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. No matter what happens, our King, the King of righteousness, his throne is established in heaven, and it is also established among men today. We remember the scripture told us in Esther, in the book of Esther. The Bible said that when the Haman threatened to destroy the whole Jewish nation or the whole Jewish people within the providence, they plotted to kill all the Jews. And when the message reached Queen Esther that she must approach the king, otherwise they would be killed. And Mordecai says, who knows that if God don't put you in that position for a time like that? And the scripture says that she said, listen, for these few weeks, months, the king has not called me in, and I cannot go in unless he calls me. But pray, pray. And 3 days after fasting and prayer, I will approach the king. And the Bible said, well, after 3 days of prayer and fasting, she went in. And while she was going in, the king stretched the scepter towards her, and she was welcome. And the king, things was changed. I want to say to us this morning, brethren, with all my heart, assurance, our king is on the throne. His scepter is always stretched out for every man that will come and approach him. Your request can be made and meet. Just as the king met the need of Esther, and her enemy was destroyed. We too have that access, that whatever happened to us on earth, while he's preparing a place for us, he's saying to us today, while you are here, my scepter is still on hold to you. Don't care what problem we are facing, brethren. Let's know that the scepter will not depart. It is always because Jesus came on earth, died, rose, ascended on high, back into his sacerdotal office, sitting beside his Father, making intercession for us at this moment. He's our God. Not only is God and King, but he's also our great high priest.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's in the kingdom. All the other priests that represent the children of Israel, they died.
Yes.
And they had to offer up sacrifice for themselves. But Jesus, our Messiah, the one that Job said, the scepter shall not depart until Shiloh come. Shiloh came. Jesus the Messiah came. He did what was required that David could not do. David only killed Goliath, but David didn't even know what it is to save his own life.
Yes.
He sinned against God. And it was that same Jesus who had to cleanse him from his sin and call him a man of God's own heart.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus is self-sufficient. He offered up his own blood. And that blood is for time and for eternity. There is no more need for sacrifice. He sacrificed it all. And that is why Christianity, salvation, is not something you can work for. It is something that has already been provided for us. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, but he washed with white as snow. Every man on earth today can find refuge in Jesus Christ. Why? Because the scepter is still stretched out. It never drawn out. From the day he died, that scepter of righteousness is still stretching out to humanity, and he's still saying, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This morning I have the assurance that the God we serve today, tomorrow, and for eternity, his scepter is always on hold. Don't forget that our God never sleep nor slumber. And thus, just as he did it for his people then, he will do it for us today. God is in touch with our feelings. He is in touch with every aspect of our life. Brethren, anything you are going through, don't give up. It's a process. We don't know how God's going to work it out. But there's one thing I know. The scepter is stretched out and he's going to work it out for you.
Yes.
So stay focused. The world in which we are living in today seems to ups and down, and we are going here, we have an election coming up and we don't know what to do, but let's talk to the God of heaven and earth, and he will do what is to be done for us. Whatever happens, I want the church to understand, live in the world, but be not of the world.
Yes.
Paul said, what is not everything, it may be lawful, but it don't edify. And if it not edifying you, that means building you up. Don't bother to worry yourself over it.
Yes.
Whatever we have in this life, let us dear be contented.
Yes.
Because when we leave here, we're not taking anything with us. It is already prepared over yonder for us. So let us keep our eyes on that which we don't see. Because the Bible said, the thing that you see is temporal. That which we cannot see is eternal. Keep your eyes on the eternal. It's called faith in what you don't see. And you see, you put faith in it that one day you're going to see come to fruition. Let us not give in, brethren. Let us not fight for this world, but let us fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. The scepter will not depart until Jesus comes. He came, he did the job. We are alive because of him this morning. We have peace because of him this morning. And whatever you stand in need of, you can approach the throne of God. He said you must come boldly to the throne of God.
Yes.
Don't waver. Just go boldly to the throne, because the king sits upon the throne and his scepter is stretched out to every man. All we need to do, follow what the scripture says, do what the scripture said, listen to what God is speaking to our hearts today by his spirit, and let us go forth towards the king, because his scepter is always stretched out.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you are not dead. You are on the throne this morning. We bow because you fought a good fight. It is your desire that we be partaker of the divine nature.
Yes.
God, all that man needs, your hands provide. This morning, Lord, right now, many of us, there will be many needs, financial needs, health needs. We have all sorts of needs, Lord. But your promise that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Yes. And so, Father, you are taking us through this world. You didn't take us out of it. You left us behind here. And so this morning, we pray you will help us that our faith will rise above the mediocrity of this world, seeing you who is high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. God Almighty, we pray this morning that we will not lose faith, but we will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to remember, Lord, that the scepter of God is the scepter of righteousness. And those who will walk by faith will experience the blessings of God now and after. We shall reign with you because we become like you. And as the Colossians said, when we see you, we shall be like you, because we are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with you, Lord God. So help us, Father, not to unwrap your tightness around us, but to tight us even tighter, so we will run with you, my God, knowing that we are not running in vain. Cover us under your blood this morning. Sanctify, fill, strengthen, and help us to run this race, my God, with you, knowing that one of these days you are awaiting us at the finish line, and we shall see you with that scepter stretched out, welcoming us. We give you thanks, and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.